underground preacher reaching out to the underground church. I pray, I hope, and I sincerely pray that church, that you do not think that I think that I'm better than you, because I'm just right where you at. I'm no different than you. I'm not better than you. I receive the same messages, the same way you receive it. In a sense, when I come to preach, Holy Spirit takes over, and I can tell you, I guarantee you and I assure you that the things that Holy Spirit be saying, even I myself am not ready for it. I am not ready for what he says, because he says things that even I need to hear, that even I need to practice, and that even I need to take in consideration. I am part of the audience just like you are. I am part of the church just like you are. I am not exempt. This is something I need as much as you do. I come to realize that because just a few days ago, not even a few days ago, it started some months ago when God came and he showed me some plans, like a studio. He first told me, pray for a studio. And I was like, okay. I got excited. And then he started showing me plans, house plan, studio plans, and showing me how to design it and everything. I got excited. So I did the design. It took me some months to put together. Did the design and then came to the how much it would cost and everything. And at the end, I came to my senses. I don't want to say came to my senses. It's more like at the end, I sat down and I wondered. I just asked myself this question. Is all this necessary? Is it worth it? Would God really want us to build this? I got confused and, you know, God, I really wondered, what was the purpose of all this? Because all of a sudden the excitement was gone, because God showed me a different way that we could have done things. So I was like, so why did you take all these 3 months out of your time and my time to show me this? Well, it was a learning process. It was a learning experience. Because at some point, I have to realize that not everything that God gives you means that you need to accomplish it. Sometimes he will give it to you to teach you something. And I think that was the experience that I was going through. I mean, I'm not going to just set it in stone and say it was just a teaching experience, because only him knows if he will provide for us to build this studio. But one thing I know is that I have got to a point where I realize whether I get the studio or not, or whether I get a house or not, whether I get a car or not, whether I get something new or anything for that matter, it would not matter anymore. It didn't excite me anymore. I have got to a point in my life where cars, money, materialistic things, food, none of that excited me anymore. And I just lost it. That was just yesterday that I came to that point, and I lost it, started depressing. I felt like quitting underground preacher altogether, because I didn't see no point in anything anymore, because nothing excited me anymore. I mean, I just came to a point where I realized what Solomon said, all is vanity and grasping of the wind. And when I got to that point, I remember God kept on telling me, be careful. New levels, new devils. And I was like, this is weird. I didn't have the excitement anymore. Because at that point, when God kept on telling me, be careful, the enemy kept on coming and telling me, oh, there's no point living anymore. There's no point being down here. Just check out. I wasn't okay with that either. And that's when I also understood how you have celebrities and people that we think that they should not worry about, you know, materialistic things. Because we think they got the money, they got the whatever they want. So why would they stress? At that point, I understood. Because they have got to a point in their lives where life, traveling, buying new things, a new house, a big house, money, none of that excites them anymore. They have got to a point where they realize that's not the source of happiness. That is not the source of joy. And I was at that point, and the devil was coming for my life. And that's when God told me, look, let not the material stuff be your source of joy and excitement. Let God be that. Because all these years, the excitement, the life that I was living, was given by God. He was the one giving me that excitement. And now that I have come to a point where this material stuff doesn't excite me anymore, I have to let go of it and rely on God for my excitement and know that He is the Creator. If He was able to excite me for all these years, He's not done rolling up His sleeves yet. He's not finished with me yet. He's not done yet. There is more excitement to come, greater than what I can imagine. He has new ways to bring me joy and excitement. And I have to get to the point where I really rely on God for that. Because if I don't, I lose hope. I lose a sense of life. Because let God be your source of excitement. I don't know if you are there. But for the time you get there, remember, be careful. New levels, new devils. Be careful. Because the devil will come and offer you death as the alternative. But remember, God has more and far greater excitement and love and joy for you, for your life. And your life hasn't even begun yet. And I'm saying that because when He came, He brought a scripture to life. It's the scripture in Isaiah chapter 40, verses 28 to 31. Have you not known? Have you not heard? The everlasting God, the Lord, the Creator of the ends of the earth, neither faints nor is weary. His understanding is unsearchable. He gives power to the weak, and to those who have no might, He increases strength. Even the youths shall faint and be weary, and the young men shall utterly fall. But those who wait on the Lord shall renew their strength. They shall mount with wings like eagles. They shall run and not be weary. They shall walk and not faint. This scripture came to life. And I have to write that in my heart. Because I needed that. And when I say I needed that, and I'm sharing it with you. I really mean it. Because when God comes and give the word, I need it myself. And I pass it on. And sometimes I don't even receive it before I pass it on. I just receive it directly and pass it on as I'm receiving it. And I'm no better than you. And I pray that the Lord gives you strength and courage, because the time that we're living is not an easy time. May God bless you. Underground Preacher to the Underground Church. I'm out.